Time to talk some more racing on the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition. Brad Davidson joins us. Morning, Bradley.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, very good, mate. Rose Hill trials yesterday and the stars are out.
Yeah, 100%. We've seen a few back the last few weeks, haven't we? But yesterday they were there. And lots of them too. Bivouac, of course, won the opening heat. Gee, I love the way he went about it there. He beat Hush Rider in that 900-metre trial and never, ever let off the bit at all. He sat outside the leader and a lovely trial by him. Looks to have come back a treat. Cascadian, Avilius, Shadow Hero, Castle Vecchio also all in that trial as well. And then heat two, there was Kiyomichi, Deprived, On Passage, Flit, Soothing. Flit was given an easy hit out the back. So, yeah, plenty of the stars returning there. Not far away now, are we? We're almost in February, so not far away from the Autumn Carnival. And, yeah, it's just always watch these horses come back with interest at the trials and no doubt probably going to kick off in the next month or so, you would imagine.
Yeah, I've been talking about this horse over there in New Zealand, this three-year-old gelding, Catalyst. What's the latest with it?
Yeah, quite amazing, really. Heard around the traps and read a few stories basically about... I think it's been about 15 Aussie trainers try to contact the owners
15,
and get this horse in their care. But look, the owners suggesting at this stage that Clayton Chipperfield, the current trainer, likely to keep the horse. But so several trainers have tried their luck and had a crack at trying to get Catalyst in their care. Obviously, looks like a very, very good horse, and he's won the 6 from 7. Including that first up win in Group 3 grade there at Ellerslie on the weekend, where he was slow out and got back and rattled home with a 60.5 to win by 2.5 lengths. He's got a beautiful action on him, and we know we're going to see him over here in the CSAs, the Australian Guineas, and most likely the All-Star Mile as well. So, but yep, the owners, are they going to stay loyal there and keep him in the care of Clayton Chipperfield?
We've got, Tom Marquand was outstanding yesterday at Goulburn. I was on a few of them, riding them home. Gee, strong rider.
Oh, very strong, isn't he? You know, we've hopefully a few people are on your witness, and at about the 100-metre mark thought, yeah, he's just going okay, your witness, because he is a hard horse to catch. And then all of a sudden, the last 100, Tommy Marquand just threw him over the line there. He's able to just get the best out of his horses. And you're right about being a super strong rider. You know, you talk to the likes of Nash and James McDonald and guys like that who are just super strong in photo finishes in that last 50 metres. Well, this guy's up there with him, if not a bit stronger over the last 50 metres. His riding style, he seems to just throw him over the line, as I said. And another 3 winners there for Tom yesterday. I think he's had about 10 winners since he's been in Australia. I think one of them at 12s, one of them at $31, and one of them at $51. So, some of the horses he's been riding have been in the market, and he's still been able to get him over the line. He's an extremely good rider, and can't wait to see what he does in the future. We just hope he stay here, boys.
Oh, 100%. Now, what are we back in today at Kembla?
I found it a little tricky meeting just simply from the fact the rail out 8. I'm not sure how the track's going to play. It could be quite on pace there today. So there was a shorty race at 3 number 7 promotions. It is pretty short, $1.90. But it's got some good form lines. Last prep, trial well coming in. Form around Petronius and horses like that. Petronius won that maiden. He beat promotions, and then he's been placed in a benchmark 70 in city grade since. So that form looks good enough for this. Also has former in Avon River and a couple of other horses last prep. So gets the blinkers on again. Didn't wear them in the trial. Should be up there hopefully leading on a day where the rail out 8. Like I said, it could be a very on-pace day. So I just made him the best there today. But it's one of those sort of just see how that track sort of pans out and hopefully we can get a few winners. But, yeah, I made him the best today, race 3 number 7 promotions.
Bradley, we will talk to you tomorrow, mate. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Cheers.